Welcome everyone, this is Anastasia for Orville Radio, and today we invited Lore to have a talk with us about the topic of zero waste. We're going to make a small series about zero waste, so if you're interested in this, you should keep updated. Yeah, welcome Lore. Do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, so my name is Lore. I've been in Orville for 2 years now, more than 2 years. So I'm working for Palmyra. I work for a waste management project. So the aim of the waste management project is to set up a waste management system in the bioregion of Orville. Since there is no waste management system at all, as we know, in the bioregion, so people just burn or they just dump their waste. So we are trying to create a system which is zero waste, so that nothing goes wasted, everything is reused in some ways, even non-recyclables.
Okay.
So that's my main job. And so now, since this month, I'm starting to give talks on zero waste. Mm-hmm. And I would like to give inside Orville, but also outside of Orville, since it's a global problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so zero waste does not mean that you don't produce any waste, but that you also just try to reuse it in that sense?
Yeah. Or? Well, basically, zero waste is just a concept, it's the vision or the ultimate goal. But most people, even those who are so much into zero waste and very serious about zero waste, they still have a little bit of non-recyclables, mm-hmm. which is pretty much called waste, because anything else which is recyclable, compostable, or things like that, that's not considered as waste in the zero waste lifestyle.
Okay. So do you want to, like, you're practicing the zero waste lifestyle yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to tell us a bit about how you got there and what inspired you the most to, like, make that radical change, I would say?
Yeah. Well, everything started basically with my job. At first, mm-hmm. I was working just for a money-driven company, and I was really sick of that. I always wanted to work for an environmental project. Mm-hmm. So I decided to either join an environmental project or to create my own project. And I started doing a lot of research because I had abandoned actually my idea to work for such a project or a company. And so that's how I got back to it. And I did a lot of research to see what was existing, what was not existing. And during this research, basically, I came across an association which was an association of youngsters fighting against the presence of endocrine disruptors in our daily life consumer goods. So endocrine disruptors, basically, it's chemicals which disrupt your endocrine system. Endocrine system are glands which are all over the body. And for instance, one gland I can give the example of is the gland that tells you that you have to go to sleep. Or mm-hmm. glands are also, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or there's also the glands are also linked to the reproductive system, mm-hmm. But also in the brain. So endocrine disruptors can create cancer tumors, they can create birth defects. So I got to know about this, and with this association, I started to give workshops. Mm-hmm. So workshops to explain to people, first of all, what's endocrine disruptors, which I totally had never heard about before that day. So that was basically after 28 years. And then I started to give workshops along with these small talks, to teach people how to make their own daily products. So I was essentially teaching toothpaste and deodorant, because on the armpits, of course, there's very important glands, specifically for ladies and so on. So that's how basically I got started. I came into zero waste through this gate, let's say.
Okay.
And then I joined another project, which was happening in Albania, but managed from Paris. So we were working on a optimized waste management system, or waste pickup system, in Albania. And then I got to know about the details about waste management. Mm-hmm. What is recyclable, what's not recyclable, where the non-recyclables go, and so on. Mm-hmm. And being in these two associations, I start just to ask myself so many questions about everything, about how everything is made, and so on. So even I was wondering, how is the toilet paper made? How is the sink made? How is the food made? Like, just everything. So that's how I started to really get into, like, making as much as possible myself. And to think also, what's the end of the products? Where do the products go at the end? Mm-hmm. Also, and so that's, along with the other project I was working for, I got to know about the incinerators, the big landfills, and so mm-hmm. on.
So it's basically like that you just get the information and, like, you see that reality, right?
Yeah.
Which kind of, did it shock you in a way? Like, you were not aware about it before? Or, like, what did give you the motivation to work on it and to do something about it?
Well, what, nothing really shocked me, but I just started to open my eyes and I was like, oh, how could I not ask myself this question before? Mm. Because I never ever asked myself the question, where is all this waste going to? Mm-hmm. For me, someone was taking care of it somehow. Like, since in Europe everything is well organized, I thought someone must be taking care of the waste, so I never asked myself. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, but everything goes into landfills, which is pretty much a pit, and the earth is just protected by a layer of plastic. Then they cover it and finished, and there is all our rubbish. Mm-hmm. And that's just for the pleasure of consuming and for the pleasure of our tastes and mm-hmm. things like that. So I thought it was a total nonsense to pollute the earth where everything grows in, where the water comes from, and which we rely on like 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, nature will always adjust, but we can't adjust all the time. I mean, we can adjust, but we're gonna have disease and eventually die. But nature will always find a way to survive, or some plants might die, but some others will come up. I mean, we can see it in Chernobyl, for instance. It's been a huge catastrophe and nature just popped up again and life is back there. So I strongly believe that we have to be very careful, because we're not going to adjust, we're just going to die or have disease pretty much. So that's why I really started to wake up, and I thought to myself, okay, now I have to do something on my scale, because that's the best way to get started on your own scale. Then I started reading about zero waste and watching some talks and films and so on, and I came across some big influences in this field, among which one American lady, which is known worldwide. And she's giving conferences all over the place. And that's why I thought to myself, after some years of practice, now I should teach to others, or at least tell others how to do this, because it's not that difficult. I mean, you go through a transition phase, mm-hmm. but it's not that difficult. It asks a lot, of course, some efforts, but what is an effort at the beginning becomes a habit in the end.
Okay. So what would you say, what was like the biggest difficulty for you, especially at the beginning?
I don't know. I think nothing was really a big struggle for me. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the only sort of struggle I have is composting. But composting is the least like urgent mm-hmm. thing to do when it comes to zero waste. Because see, in the zero waste philosophy, there's five principles. Mm-hmm. The first is to refuse, like use plastics, anything you don't need. Then to reduce, to reuse, recycle, mm-hmm. because recycling is not always an option. Mm-hmm. And not everything is recyclable, like, endlessly. Many plastics, for instance, are recyclable only a few times, or eventually only one time. Whereas, for instance, glass, metal, and so on is recyclable many, many times. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's also one aspect. And the last principle of zero waste is composting. And I must say that's the one I have the least focused on, but which I'm focusing on at the moment.
Okay, so would you would you think that this is like, if all of us would live zero waste and practice this, is it a solution for like our global waste problem? Or does there have to be something else?
Well, I think it has to come from several sides, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think, first of all, it is super important that people get responsible for what they do. Because you can vote for politics for years and decades and all, and that's not the solution. I think, of course, it is important to work with politicians, or some people should work with politicians to change their consciousness, change the rules and regulations of a country. That's for sure. But in the meantime, I think you have to be responsible for whatever you're doing. And that's why I thought to myself, okay, so there's a problem in the world. There's this zero waste lifestyle. Okay, it asks for some efforts, but I think it's the least I can do. First of all, for my health, because when you having a zero waste lifestyle, you're using much less chemicals and products which are bad for your health. And yeah, the benefits of making your own products is huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, it's a start.
Yeah.
But there should be more coming to like solve the waste problem in general.
Yeah, well, now, of course, since I'm like fully involved in zero waste, when I see people, for instance, using a straw or things like that, like single-use plastic, I'm like, I mean, especially in India, I mean, in Europe, there is solutions, even though incinerators and all are quite bad, landfills are quite bad, but at least it's slightly better managed than here in India. But in India, when I see people who know that there's a huge problem, that there's waste all over, and that single-use plastic essentially is the main problem, and that I see them using it, I'm like, guys, if you just stop using single-use anything, plastic, cups, or whatever, I mean, it would already reduce drastically the amount of waste. Because the thing is, zero waste is not only about generating waste like plastic and all, it's also about protecting natural resources. Because on this planet we are more and more, and there's less and less resources. So resources, any resources, are becoming very scarce, or more scarce, and the population is still increasing. So we have to bring this back to the balance. So that's why zero waste lifestyle teaches you also to respect the natural resources and to reduce as much as possible the use of new natural resources. And that's how you tend to reuse what you have as much as possible and create, upcycle.
It's also more like a self-sustainable concept, no?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Do you see a chance in Orville for to create a more self-sustainable economy using zero waste as a community?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all over the planet, there's zero waste shops flourishing. Well, in Orville, we don't have this yet, but I mean, Orville has just a huge potential to have this. And so many people are concerned about plastics and all. So, of course, it's challenging to be a zero waste store, because you have to store your products in the right way so that they don't perish or that they don't go bad too fast and all. Especially here, it's hot and humid and all. But I think there's a huge potential in Orville. I mean, PTDC is already an awesome example, but unfortunately, I don't have access to PTDC. Then that's been my big struggle, actually. And that's how I started to explore in Orville all the alternatives to PTDC. And that's how I went more and more to units to get some food. But it was nice in some ways, because then I got to know more about the units, how the food is produced and so on. But of course, it's a challenge because if you have to go to all the units every week to get your food, it's taking you a while. I mean, and personally, I don't have kids, but I can imagine that if you have kids, it just becomes a nightmare.
Yeah, it seems like quite a big channel.
Yeah, so that's why I think PTDC has a huge potential because they're doing a lot of work, and to reduce the waste and to make people conscious about their consumption and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so then, for like, if I'm interested in zero waste right now and how to practice this, how would I start? Like, what would be my first step, let's say?
Well,
because I think it's quite hard to just like radically like reduce your waste from, I don't even know how much waste I produce per day, but I think it's quite a lot. Even if you don't count, like if you go out for to eat or something, you don't even see the waste that it is produced.
No. Yeah. Anyways, if you want to get started, it's pretty simple to get started in the theory, of course. You just have to be aware of what you consume. And that's the first step.
Okay.
So you just check, okay, now I've bought this. All right, so this is plastic, this is not good. Maybe I could replace that. And like that, you check anything that you're going to throw into the bin. You just be aware of what it is. And then slowly, slowly, you start to make swaps, all right? So, for instance, you are throwing away many napkins because you're going every day to the restaurant, let's say. So, eventually, the swap you could make is to get a permanent napkin, like a tissue. You put it in your bag and you just bring it every day.
Okay.
And if you go to the restaurant every day, on a yearly basis, you will have saved 365 napkins.
So it's also about like questioning yourself. Like it's really individual in that sense.
Yeah. But each person has its own way to get started. Because I will consume more of this, you will consume more of that. And, you know, we all have different habits. But my recommendation would be to start like that and then just to start adjusting slowly, slowly, whatever feels the most comfortable for you. And the thing is, once you've started, well, you're gone. Because then you wanna adjust this and that and that. And, you know, slowly, slowly. Because the thing is, once you start to have a zero waste lifestyle, you start to think actually about what you're doing and the impact. And you know, you're thinking twice about what you're doing, consuming, the way you're doing everything. You're rethinking everything.
Okay.
It could be even in one of the principles to rethink. Okay. Sometimes it's there actually in the
so zero waste there is this fixed theory, let's say, like those There's five a fixed principles theory. Are
yeah. Okay. It's called the five R's.
The five R's.
And then eventually, sometimes the rethink is there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then next week, we're going to hear about something about the five R's.
Yeah, I can explain that.
Thank you for being here with us. We'll hear more about zero waste next week.